and waiting to get in your belly. Plus, you can also buy fresh and frozen foods to prepare at home and enjoy a huge selection of meats, cheeses, produce, coffee, beverages, and condiments. Pop into the shop Monday through Saturday between 8 and 5 at 204 Berry Street in downtown Kingston. And don't forget to follow Old Farm Fine Foods on Instagram at OldFarmFF to get the scoop on the latest goodies. Old Farm Fine Foods, comfort food you can count on.
We'll be right back. All right, welcome. You're tuned into 101.9. This is CFNC, and it's 2:19. It is June 4th, and I'm your host, Nate, for this hour. And repeat listeners to my program might be wondering, you gave the exact time today. You might even say it's 2:20 on the dot, and that's because I am in studio live for the very first time. And yeah, I'm kind of having a bit of a blast. Just got a bunch of my CDs that I'm going in and playing individual tracks off of. The first track I played today was Metronomic Underground by Stereolab, and that's my favorite Stereolab song. I have a lot of fun. I have a bass and a keyboard that has a little drum machine in it. And one of my favorite things to do in my free time is just remake that song from scratch. And yeah, after that, I played "En" with La Femme d'Argent. And that song has one of my favorite bass lines ever. It's really fun to play, and it's pretty simple too. Just a few hammer-on pull-offs and a couple rests, but yeah, really fun bass line, one of my favorite songs. And the last down-tempo song I played was Pity Party by Blockhead. And Blockhead does a lot of production from underground rap, and especially Aesop Rock, if you guys know who that is. And I really loved the album, kind of forget the name of it. Well, I think it was The Garbage Mix. I never picked it up, but I thought the CD was really cool because it came in a trash bag. And I love it when bands and artists do really cool stuff with their CDs and stuff. Coming up next, I'm going to be playing a bunch of Canadian tracks. The first couple are going to be from a Canadian punk band, Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet. And if you guys hear a bunch of noise in the background, that is me as I'm speaking, trying to set it up in the CD player. And I think I did a pretty good job. But today's just going to be, might be a little slower, but it's a pretty chill one today. Like I said before, I'm just going to be playing off of a bunch of CDs that I own, and this run's going to be Canadian. So as I mentioned, the first track I'm going to be playing is by Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet, and it's off the album Dim the Lights, Kill the Ham. And the first track is 5 American, 6 Canadian. And I believe when this was released, that was the exchange rate for the Canadian and American dollar. So that's pretty funny. And then I'll be playing just a run of songs on this album. A few quick, short, instrumental punk tracks. Following that one, I got Who Painted Whistling's Mother? And I think that's a reference to American Pie. And the last one is Case of the Missing Lady Fingers. And that one's got some cool whistling on it. And after that, I got a new Always song. Not new, but off the latest album, Blue Rev, Easy On Your Own, and Kingston Locals, I got Glorious Sons with Godless, Graceless, and Young. So if you guys like those guys, stay tuned, because I will be playing them for the next 20 or so minutes. But yeah, without further ado, 5 American, 6 Canadian.
that you ever seen with that cold breeze blowing off the lake in June. Don't go missing the summer. Let them balcony girls put you under the spell of the streets and the city beneath the sweating heavy moon. I don't have to say that you're gonna miss it when it's gone. It feels so damn good to be gone. This Christmas and young. You want some of what I got? We can get more. I can make you feel better than before. I can make you feel good to be unsure. Don't you feel caught? Don't you wonder what it's for? It's good that it leaves you on and more. It's good that it feels like love and war. I don't have to say that you're gonna miss me when it's gone. It feels so damn good to be gone. This place is young. The streets are catching fire. Seen round these parts, no one wakes up from their dreams.
You're tuned into 101.9. This is CFNC. It's Wednesday. It's 2:35. And you're tuned into the program. That track was The Glorious Sons with Godless, Graceless, and Young. And before that was Easy on Your Own by All Vase, as my dad would call him. And before that, Shadowy Men with On a Shadowy Planet. Wow. With Six Canadian. Five American, Six Canadian, Who Painted Whistling's Mom, and Case of the Missing Lady Fingers. And yeah, that solo at the end of the bass solo that ramps up into the chorus at the end of that Shadowy Men track, Case of the Missing Lady Fingers, is one of the coolest minutes in music that I've listened to recently. And yeah, coming up next, I'm going to be playing just a bunch of summer tracks. Songs that I listen to whenever it's nice out, kind of that I listen to once I move back to Kingston. And the off chance that the guy's listening, shout out to the one guy I met who said that his neighbors were cousins of the Glorious Sons, I think. That was pretty cool. I think he was wearing a Glorious Sons t-shirt too. Shout out to that guy. And yeah, so coming up next, I got Suede. Probably my favorite Britpop band to come out of the 90s. I'm just going to be playing the track off the debut, So Young. It's not basic, but in terms of Suede's discography, I'd say it's a little basic, but it's so good. I could have done Pantomime Horse. I could have done Moving, Sleeping Pills, Metal Mickey, Animal Nitrate and Animal Loving, but So Young is just an amazing intro for an album like that. So yeah, I'm just going to load that up quick. Coming up after that, I have debatedly Canadian band Hunt. And I'm going to be playing the track Soul of the Sea. And Soul of the Sea is one of my favorite songs of all time, which if you guys listen to my program or just know me, that might come off as a bit shocking. But it's just a beautiful guitar riff going throughout the song, and about halfway, it just not becomes a proggy track, but I don't know. And then after that, Fostering the People with an outro on the debut album, Broken Jaw. My favorite Fostering the People's track, I think. It's even that and Beginner's Guide to Destroying the Universe. But that one, that doesn't even feel like a Fostering the People track. That song, if you guys don't know what it is, and you do know of A$AP Rocky's LVL, is the sample. It's not even chopped on anything. It's just strictly taking like the first 5 seconds and looping it throughout the whole song. So imagine LVL if instead of it just being a 3-minute rap song, it turned into an explosive opera, which is the phrase I'm coining from a rock opera. But yeah, coming up next, I got Suede. And then to finish it off, I think this is the last time I'll be talking throughout the show. I got a lot of long songs coming up. But yeah, to finish off the show, I got Showtime by Squid. And this album dropped in February, and I don't really know why. It's very much a spring, summer kind of album. This song, Showtime, if you guys haven't heard me talk about before, is about Andy Warhol and the second half when it gets into that really strange techno punk. That's about, I don't know if it's hypothetical or not, please do not take my word as Bond, but I'm pretty sure it's about a story of some lady that Andy Warhol was involved with killing. But again, please do not take my word for it. I am not a historian. I saw a quick second of a guy talking about this song, and that's what he said. So please do not take my word as Bond. I'm sure Andy Warhol wasn't awful. But yeah, coming up next, I got Suede with So Young. So stay tuned.
Because we are strangled after all. Time, 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 never ask what's become of us. Just dedicate your sorrow here and now. So just dedicate.
Cro-Magnon Man off Spritz Cowards. Instead, my CD does not have Broken Jaw. All right, thanks for sticking with me today, and I'll see you guys next week. It's going to be a little silent for a few seconds, but don't worry, I'll be really soon.
Kind of ruined silver bodies in its way. deserve the things I'm not. A carnival in silver, bodies intertwined. You could be my angel star, you could be my
Communication is everywhere, but what is it? Communication is how you share your thoughts, your opinions, your culture, from what you see on TV to what you post online. But what about the people who are not being seen or heard? AMI is a media company that strives to be a voice for Canadians with disabilities, whether it's through positive portrayal, reflection, and accessible media. AMI believes everyone should be included, and that includes you. AMI is inclusion. Experience AMI at amiplus.ca.